And periodically we'd like see one coming toward us, so we'd like get out of the water in a hurry. But we were walking back across the dam from the other side back to camp, and we saw one swimming toward us, and we figured that he was going to come up on the bank. So there's a big limb from a pine tree. It was probably about 6 inches around and on the circumference. And so we picked it up, and we were going to kill the snake when he got up on the shore. Well, he saw us, stood up in the water, opened his mouth, and squealed at us.
Squealed
at us. They do. They can do that. It's high pitched, worse than a pig, than a pig with squealing.
That loud?
That loud. Well, it seemed that loud. I mean, like, you're fixing to clobber the snake, and like, there he is, like, yelling at you. And, I would say it's definitely that loud. I had never known that they did that. We got home and told Daddy that happened. He said, "Sure, that happened. That used to happen to me all the time, and it's happened to my roommate before. The roommate I have this year, he's heard they've squealed at him before." It unnerves you.
Yeah.
It unnerves you. Just kidding.
Battle cry.
Yeah.
Cottonmouth. Mm-hmm. Strange. Have you ever, getting back to King Snake for just a minute, have you ever heard any, that's a pretty unusual story.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anything unusual about a King Snake? Something that it did, part of its diet that was unusual?
Well, it eats animals. It eats other snakes.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Yeah. Yeah, it eats rattlesnakes.
Yeah,
oh, my brother has a good rattlesnake. I have another good snake story.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother was out. Okay, my aunt owns a farm that's not too far from the river. The river, again, being the Arapahoe River. And Rayonier, which is ITT Rayonier, the lumber and paper company, owns adjoining land that they grow pine trees on. And my brother was crossed over on Rayonier's land looking for deer tracks. He likes to go deer hunting on my aunt's farm. So that while he was wandering around on Rayonier's land, he looked beside him, sort of like 3 feet over, and there was a 6-foot rattlesnake there, not coiled, just wandering along. So he'd been real dumb this time. He had gone out without a shotgun, but he had his pistol with him. So he took his pistol and unloaded the clip into him and killed him. Well, he comes home and brings the rattlesnake home with him. He wants to get him stuffed. And so he brings him home and comes and says, "Hey, y'all come outside. I've got something to show you." So we go outside, and he opens up the trunk of his car, and there's this rattlesnake stretched out there. And Daddy says, "What'd you bring him home for? You think we want him?" And he said, "I want to get him stuffed. What can I do about it?" And we have a friend over in Tifton who's a taxidermist. And so we called him up, and he said, "Sure, bring him on over, and I'll see what I can do." And so we took him on over to Tifton that night and had him stuffed in a coil, and so that he's mounted on this board wrapped up in a coil, like he's fixing to strike. And he's in my brother's bedroom at home on his dresser top. But Warren was already in college, so we brought the snake up to see him